The Lynn Lady Buccaneers softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of this game against Colesa Bend made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Plan North Architecture, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Course Food, Nathan's Barbecue, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DDM Pipe and Steel, Glenn College, Tegger Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We'll go to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
HEB is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. HEB in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at HEB in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Hope Park here in the beautiful city of Brenham, Texas, on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon. And we've got a softball doubleheader for you today here on KWHI as the Blinn Buccaneers take on the Colesa Bend Lady Cougars. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And busy day out here at the park, Tommy, with not only the our game, but several select tournament games going on here.
I tell you
well.
What, you can't find a place to park a vehicle, do anything, whatever, but textbook day, overcast, a little bit, whole lot, a little bit of wind.
Yeah, and of course, this is a the Bucks coming off a big doubleheader sweep this past Thursday, and one of those victories for Coach Rick Church, career win number 1,000. Just quite an accomplishment, Coach Church. The longest tenured coach here at Blinn, 25 years with the Buccaneers.
Oh, no doubt about it. Just a tremendous career that Coach Church has had here at Blinn College. Come down here to Hope Park where the Lady Bucs play softball. Look on that fence, and you can tell the success story that Coach Church has had here at Blinn College.
It certainly has, and we've got a lot to come, more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Throw on your Bucks gear and get ready to cheer. Citizen State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Blinn Bucks baseball and softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too. Because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your pride alongside of us during the Blinn Bucks baseball and softball games. Citizen State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Appleport is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Appleport would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Appleport and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Appleport, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Appleport is the smart choice.
Join Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation for the Senior Fan Drive in partnership with Traditions Healthcare. Now through Saturday, June 1st, you can help make a difference in the lives of seniors in need by donating new fans to the Margaret E. Blizzard Senior Activity Center. Your contribution will bring relief and comfort during the warm summer months. Donate your fans at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center or contact Alice at 451-9592 for more information. Come together to support your seniors and ensure they stay cool and comfortable this summer.
And welcome back here as we take a look now at the softball standings for Region 14 in the South Zone. And Blinn Buccaneers right in there with, they are currently the number four seed. Currently Galveston College, the number one seed in the region. And then it's San Jacinto, who is in the number two spot. And then Alvin is in the number three spot. And Blinn is currently in that number four spot. And Coastal Bend, Buccaneers come into this one. They're 25-15-1 overall, 10-6 in conference play. Coastal Bend having a rough season, 5-27 overall, and 1-15 in conference play. And so this looks, the last time these two teams met down in Beeville, the Bucks picked up a couple of quick run rules over them and hoping to do more of the same today. And you look into the Region 14 North, and right now Paris is in first place. And then you got Bossier Parish in second. Trinity Valley is third. Tyler is fourth. And then in bringing up the rear is Navarro, Northeast Texas, and Kilgore. Now, for when they get to the Region 14 postseason tournament, it's the top four teams from each zone that get to go to the postseason tournament. So right now the Bucks, they got a four-game lead over Lamar State. So looks like getting into that regional tournament should be just a formality, but still got to go out there and take care of business. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our pregame sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Bucks and Lady Bucks. Go Bucks and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Coke Horse Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, and it's time now to introduce the starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to. You're on the downtown hometown bank in Brenham, local friendly mobile, member FDIC. And for the Buccaneers, it'll be Haley Hughes leading things off, playing third base. Batting second will be the left fielder, Aaron Castillo. Batting third will be the center fielder, Elena Calvillo. Batting fourth will be first baseman, Bailey Betcher. Batting fifth will be the second baseman, Ripley Welker. Batting sixth, shortstop, Caden Harms. Batting seventh will be the right fielder, Darian DeLeon. Batting eighth will be the designated player, Alyssa Boozy, and she'll be hitting for the starting pitcher, Peyton Welker. And then batting ninth will be Grace Bracken, the catcher. And that is your Buccaneers starting lineup. And now for your Coastal Bend starting lineup, it'll be Danielle Pompa, the pitcher, leading things off. And she'll be followed by the second baseman, Jocelyn Martinez. Batting third, the catcher, Jamie Gonzalez. Batting fourth, first baseman, Cadence Benitez. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Janice Corona. Batting sixth, third baseman, Janessa Martinez. Batting seventh will be the designated player, Liana Urbano. Batting eighth, center fielder, Kelsey Perez. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Jalen Salazar. Playing left field will be Zoe Gonzalez. That's a look at the starting lineups. Back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
All right, now it's time for the official introductions. And let's go up to our public address announcer for the introduction of the players.
Number 11, Madison Henley. Number 15, Paige Bunting. And number 20, Haley Ross. Now your starters today for the Buccaneers. Leading off, playing third base, number 17, Haley Hughes. Batting second, the left fielder, number 18, Aaron Castillo. Batting third, the center fielder, number 13, Elena Calvillo. Batting cleanup, playing first base, number 4, Bailey Betcher. Batting fifth and playing second, number 12, Ripley Welker. Batting sixth, playing shortstop, number 1, Kaden Hahn. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 19, Darian DeLeon. Batting eighth, the designated player, number 22, Alyssa Boozy. Behind the home plate, catcher, number 21, Grace Brackett. And your starting pitcher in the center circle today, number 14, Peyton Welker. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you rise, remove your headgear, as we honor America, the men and women who protect our freedom on a daily basis with the playing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
there we go. We're ready for tonight's first this afternoon's first pitch. We'll have that for you. We'll see you back in the studios in less than 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including full-service design and planning of workspaces, learning environments, and worship spaces. Celebrating 10 years in business, Plan North is dedicated to the innovative and economical design in and around Washington County. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
The Blinn Buccaneers and the Coastal Bend Lady Cougars. Welker's next pitch is just missing down low, a ball. Looked pretty. And it is a 3-0 count now on the leadoff hitter, Danielle Pompa, who is going to be the pitcher for Coastal Bend today. It'll be Pompo, followed by Jocelyn Martinez, and then Jamie Gonzalez here on the top of the first, squaring away to bunt. Pulls the bat backhand. She'll take strike one.
Now she can pitch. Yep. Get that first strike.
There you go.
There we go.
And next one's going to be fouled back into the fence behind home plate. And that'll make it 3-2. So now let's see if Welker can come back and get her. Welker working to Grace Bracken behind the home plate area, right side of the infield. You got Bailey Betcher at first. Ripley Welker at second. Left side, Caden Harms at short. Haley Hughes at third. And we'll get the outfielders after the next pitch. And a 3-2 up high, and that'll be ball four. And Pompa draws the leadoff walk. And Jocelyn Martinez will step up here. And the outfielders for Blinn, Elena Calvillo is in center, and Aaron Castillo in left, and Darian DeLeon in right field. We're just underway here, top of the first inning. And pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1 by Welker. Welker, sophomore out of Richmond, Texas. And pitch is taken for a strike. And the batter here, Jocelyn Martinez, she's out of Corpus Christi and is a freshman this year.
I think Peyton ought to work on that, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
That's two good low strikes. Keep that ball down.
Yep. And that hitter came inside and got a piece of her. And so that'll put two runners aboard now. Oh, wait, no, he's calling her back. Said no. And the head coach there, Coach Salazar, coming out to question. Didn't quite see if he said she didn't make an effort to get out of the way or. But he's making her stay in the batter's box.
Okay. Is he get, what is he going to call that, a no pitch or a ball?
I don't know. Oh, they did call it a ball, so 1-2.
There you go.
And next pitch is going to be fouled back into the fence. And as you're looking at the field today, the Coastal Bend Lady Cougars in the third base dugout, Blinn's in the first base dugout. And that one back up the middle, and that is going to be knocked down by the second baseman, Ripley Welker. But it's going to be an infield hit there for Martinez. And so that'll bring up Jamie Gonzalez, the catcher. She is a sophomore out of Harlingen, Texas.
Even being from Harlingen, she's a little way from the house.
Yeah, it's quite the haul there. Next pitch. And therefore a strike, and it's 0-1. Two-man umpire and crew today. Yeah, that one outside of ball, and it's 1-1. That might have been an unofficial pitch out just to see if any of the runners were on the move. And that one is a shot to third, throw back to second, and almost had the double play. And that's going to bring up Cadence Benitez.
Main point, got an out.
Yep. So one out here in the inning. And it's also time now for our game time weather update, and we'll get to it after the next pitch. And it is just missing a ball. And game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College with the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees. Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. Currently sunny skies here at the ballpark with a high of 79 degrees. Supposed to get up to 82 this afternoon as the pitch is fouled back to make it 1-1. And then on your Sunday morning tomorrow, we got 63 degrees. By the way, sunset tonight, 7:52, so the day's getting longer and longer now. And wind's blowing at 14 miles an hour, 50% humidity. And looks like the radar looks all clear, so we should be good to get this one in. And that is your Blinn College game time weather update. And that one is going to be fouled away.
Should be a minute a day, should it not? Am I correct?
Yeah, I believe that's correct. So the count remains 1-2 on Cadence Benitez. And the 1-2.
Yes.
And strike three called. Good pitch there by Peyton Welker. And two down now. And Janice Corona, the shortstop, to bat. And she is a sophomore out of Cibolo, Texas. And that went inside and hit her. And that is going to load the bases now. That'll bring up Janessa Martinez. And she is a freshman out of Zapata, Texas. Is loaded with Lady Cougars. Pitch is taken for a strike, going one to Martinez. Walker trying to work her way out of this inning. Pampa at third, Jocelyn Martinez at second, and Janice Corona at first. And time was called before the pitch was thrown. I'm surprised he'd still get, because usually when they call time that late, the umpire a lot of times won't give it to him.
Great point. Good, really, really good point to bring that up.
And that one's going to be popped up, and that is going to be heading foul. Lands in the stands over one of the adjoining fields. As we said, not only our game, but they've also got a bunch of select ball games going out here. I don't know if it's a tournament or league or what, but a bunch of other games going on here at the fields out at Hope Park, and the place is absolutely packed.
There's not a field open, but the one right behind us.
Yeah, that's the practice. Yeah, the
practice.
Schwartzfield, the practice on that one. And back up, off the glove of Peyton Walker, flips to first and gets the out. Good job there staying with that, and Welker gets the third out. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and the bases are left loaded. And we played a half an inning. It is Coastal Bend nothing, Buccaneers coming into bat. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at ddmbuildings.com.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks. BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
And we come back here to the bottom of the first inning. Haley Hughes to lead it off for the Blinn Buccaneers. Takes the first pitch from Daniel Pump. A high for a ball. It's 1-0. Hughes is a freshman out of Lake Jackson, Texas. Left-hand batter against the right-hand pitcher. Next pitch, down low for a ball. It's 2-0. Hughes followed by Aaron Castillo and then Elena Calvillo. And that pitch up high for a ball. It's 3-0. Down low, ball four. And so Hughes walks on four pitches. And that'll bring up Aaron Castillo.
Just what we wanted. Get that leadoff batter on base.
That's going to bring Aaron Castillo. Castillo, sophomore from Katy, Texas, squares away to bunt and off to the races at Hughes, and she's in there safely with a stolen base. Bucks dressed down the white uniforms today with blue letters and blue numbers. Coastal Bend in the kind of a dark blue, almost a midnight blue uniform with the pinstripes. Just like we saw with the guys last week. And pitches outside for a ball, 2-0. And how about those powdered blue socks, do you?
I tell you what, that really kind of, well, it makes the dark blue uniform or the navy blue. I guess you could call that a navy blue.
Yeah.
Navy blue uniform really stand out.
Yeah, certainly does. And next pitch is a ball, 2-1. Yeah, squaring away to bunt, and it's called a strike, 2-2. And that one outside for a ball. Three balls, two strikes. And ball four, second walk, and that'll put Castillo aboard. So two runners on for the Bucks now. And that'll bring up Elena Calvillo.
Now batting center fielder, Elena Calvillo.
And that one is a strike call. Just nipped the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Calvillo, sophomore from Houston. Second year with on the team here. And that one back up the middle, base hit. And they're going to put the stop sign up there for Hughes. And so the bases are going to be loaded with Buccaneers. And looks like the center fielder out there has got a pretty good arm. And
no doubt about it. I mean, it wasn't a strike like that at the knees, but on the fly, the catcher caught it on the fly. So for all practical purposes, had a strike thrown the home plate.
So good job for Coach Church keeping not sending the runner there. That'll bring in Bailey Betcher, the cleanup hitter. And that one is going to be a base hit. And that will score Hughes. And Blinn is on the board, 1-0. And that will also be our first run of the ball game this afternoon. And the first run of the ball game is brought to you by Texas Farm Credit. Haley Hughes just made the first run of the ball game. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. Yeah, it's a Ripley Welker that matter. We're leading it here 1-0. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. And pitches up high for a ball. 2-2. Welker had a huge game. Second game of that doubleheader on against Lamar State on Thursday night. She had 4 hits and 9 RBIs in that game. And that one fouled up the first base side.
Not a bad day at the office.
Yeah. That included a 2-run homer and a grand slam. So safe to say this young
lady. That even makes it more impressive.
So safe to say she's got some pop.
She's got a little pop. That ball's hit really well on the ground, but hit really well.
Papa with a 2-1 pitch to Welker. And that one nearly took her own teammate out as it was sent into center field. And 2 runs are going to score. And it's going to be a 2-run single for Ripley Welker. As Castillo and Calvillo scored, and Calvillo, when that one was hit to her, had to do an emergency matrix move to keep from getting hit. And Caden Harms the batter. This one a high chopper to third. Only play is to first, and they will get the out. But they do move the runner. Arms does get the runners moved over. So Betcher now at third and Welker to second. And that'll bring up Darian DeLeon with Blinn leading it 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. And only one out on the board.
Now batting right fielder Darian DeLeon.
And pitches outside for a ball.
The other plus, Bucks taking advantage of opportunities.
Exactly. And that one sent down the line, and that is hooking foul. And the 1-1 pitch squared away to bunt, pulls the bat back. And that'll be ball two. And next pitch taken outside, ball three. De Leon, a freshman out of Pearland, Texas. Pompa ready with her next pitch, and that's going to be foul. That's heading over next door. And that'll be out of play. Full count, 3-2 on De Leon. And that one outside, ball four, and that will reload the bases for the Buccaneers and bring up Alyssa Boozy. And Boozy, a sophomore out of Sweeney, Texas.
Now batting the designated player, Alyssa Boozy.
Boy, a base hit.
Yeah.
Or a double or whatever. Could put a stamp on this game.
And that is going to be foul. Hits up off the pole. And an 0-1 count. And next pitch coming on the way. That one down low, a ball. One ball, two strikes. Buccaneers already with a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Still batting and still only one out. And that one to the third baseman. She's going to go to and get the double play. She stepped on third for one, and then as the runner was coming home, threw to home plate and got the runner out. And so that'll retire the side. So in the inning, the Bucs do come up with three runs on three hits with no errors and two left on. We go to the top of the second, Blim leading 3-0. Back at we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And on we go to the top of the second inning. Must be bring your pooch to the park day today.
Bring your babies to the park.
Yeah, the one of them over there, I think he's probably no longer considered a baby. He's a good-sized fellow there.
I guess what would you call that? It's not a white, but it's in between a tan and a white.
Yeah.
Pretty lab, though. Beautiful lab.
Yeah. And Welker's first pitch of the inning is up high for a ball to Liliana Urbano. And Urbano, a freshman out of Edinburgh, Texas.
That's down there by Harlingen.
Yeah. And 2-0 count.
and just haven't quite gotten her groove yet.
Yeah.
I mean, she's done a good job, not being negative, just.
And next pitch up high, ball is 3-0. And next pitch is a strike call, 3-1. So Sue should come back and get her.
Notice again, Doug, he's given her that low strike.
Yeah.
Right below to the knees. There it is.
And 3-2. Yeah, she could keep hitting that spot consistently. That would definitely work in her favor. Yeah, swung out of this, got her on strikes.
There it is.
And that'll bring up, that's one out now, and that'll bring up Kelsey Perez. Time is called. Next pitch coming from Welker. That was going to be popped up, and then is heading foul over towards the adjoining field.
That's where we need to work on getting these covers over here.
Yeah.
I'll make a play, though, Doug.
Well, I keep hoping one of these days the city would spring for a press box down here at the field, yeah. But it hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, put it up like right behind the
the
box, I mean behind the screen.
And swung on a miss and got her on strikes. So two strikeouts to start the inning, and that will bring up Jalen Salazar. And so Welker with a chance here now to have a 3-up and 3-down inning.
Hey, she's just like me, Doug. Small in stature, number one. There you go.
And pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. And that one fouled away. No balls and two strikes.
Hey, Doug, what do you think would have happened if I'd asked that young man to bring us two bottles of water?
He'd have probably looked at us funny.
He probably looked at me and said, "Who are you?" Yes.
And strike three called, and Welker strikes out the side. That's 3-up and 3-down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They made banking fun. Member FDIC. And we are in the middle of the second inning. Bucks lead it 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at CorthinLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and more. Creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission. Local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference. Making his mission our mission.
And we move along here to the bottom half of the second inning. Bucks with a 3-0 lead. They'll have Grace Bracken batting, and then back to the top of their order with Haley Hughes and Aaron Castillo. And Bracken the first to step in here. Danielle Pamba on the or in the circle for Coastal Benton. Yeah, first pitch is up high for a ball. It's 1-0 to Grace Bracken, the catcher. Bracken out of Angleton, Texas. And next pitch, snuck one in the back door for a strike, and it's 1-1. Demo of ball, and it's 2-1. And that one's up high for a ball. And that'll make 3-1. And outside a ball, and Bracken will draw the leadoff walk.
You're the train, Doug?
Yeah, I sure do.
We got a train. Not quite as close as Fireman's Farm.
Yeah.
But it's close.
Yeah, first pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one's going to be sent out to left field. Left fielder over. And
hook catching.
Yeah, just kept hooking away from her. And that'll hold it to 1-1.
We got that crosswind, which I would call a little bit of a south-southeast.
And that one foul back into the fence. I'll make it 2-2. Long look in here. And the 2-1 on the way. And that one, a little blooper down the left field line, and foul once again. We're in the bottom of the second. Win with a 3-0 lead. You got runner at second base. Nobody out. And that one is going to be back up the middle, base hit. But the center fielder was right there, so Bracken really didn't have a chance to go to third. And now we'll bring up Aaron Castillo.
I'm
Time was called by the umpires. Not really sure what for.
Now batting the fielder, Aaron Castillo.
As Castillo comes up. Mucker ready. Next pitch. Outside of ball. Castillo walked her first time up. And that one up high. She'll take for a ball, and it's 2-0. Now square to win the bunt, and she'll take a strike, 2-1. And that one is going to be ripped in a center field base hit. That'll put runners at the corners.
Tell you what, just what we're looking for here. We got the bases loaded. Got 3, 4, and 5 coming up yet. No outs.
And Calvillo batting here. Chance for Blinn to bust this one wide open. Yeah, first pitch. And time's called once again. No one down low. Next pitch. Takes a ball.
You know, but the only thing that would be better than this today, Doug, being at a ball game, be at the lake.
Yeah, that's true.
With a lawn chair.
Yeah.
And just throw the rod and reel out and put it in the snake.
And next pitch. Now it's a 3-1.
And if you catch a fish, fine. If you don't catch a fish, it's still fine.
Yeah.
But we're at the ballpark.
Right.
enjoying the Ladybugs.
And that one is a good throw for a base hit that will get at least one home.
We're going to have fun today. Mm-hmm. Trying to pick a player of the game.
Yeah.
Now batting the first baseman,
very polite people.
Absolutely. And that one knocked down by the third baseman, and just like it lasted, but she's high that time.
She got that one under.
And coming in to score for the Buccaneers, that is going to be Elena Calvillo. Or actually, no, it's Welker batting. It was Betcher that got the hit.
Second
And that pitch, taking four strike. Bucks with a 5-0 lead now, looking to add to their total.
You think the Welker girls are roommates?
I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
And that one is going to scoot on through. That's going to get at least one more home. And she's going to be
safe.
That was a close play there. And to make it...
Not a bad day for Ripley for herself so far.
She's doing very well. 6-0. And now Harms, the shortstop, with the bat. Four runs this inning.
Need to bring that up, too. Smart base running there by Ripley.
Yep,
on the throw,
going,
the plate
yeah.
goes to second. Good job.
And next one.
He gave it. He gave it to us. He gave it to us. It's a ball.
One ball, two strikes, no way out. And another ball makes it 3-0. Full count now on. On Caden Harms. Number 3-0. That one is going to be slapped short, knocks it down. She's going to hold it. She's going to beat it out first.
There you go. She took that look to third base and gave Harms that extra step. You know. I'm not saying it was a bad play. She looked that runner back and gave her an extra step.
Now with the early lead, Coach Church going to go to his bench now. And let's see, I thought he said Aaron DeLeon. And that one back up the middle of base hit.
And two commit.
Yep. And so that will now make it. Let's see, 1-2. I'll make it now just, run rule's in effect. For those of you that don't know, in college softball, the run rule is 8 after 5. And so now the conference at the mound trying to get Mamba situated. We're in the umpire's really letting this one go on a while. Don't they have like 20 seconds and they're supposed to go out and break
it up? Absolutely correct. Great point. I'm glad you brought that up.
I mean, I'm not crazy. Well,
no, you are not crazy. You are absolutely correct.
At least on this question, I'm not crazy.
No, I learned that. No, you're not ever crazy, Doug.
I will say the rest of that's debatable.
No. You are never crazy. Don't ever worry about that. But that is such a really good point, and I learned that a number of years back. That thanks to our late great friend, that there was a conversation brought up about a pitcher back in high school, and when you go to Blinn College, that they're not going to allow that extra time out there.
Yeah. And so Alyssa Boozy, the batter now. And that one's going to be popped up.
Man, I thought I was
hit the roof right on top of us. And Sabuzi trying to get these runs home. It's 8-0 Blinn at 3 in the first, and now 5 here in the second.
This must be pet day. I mean, when they bring the bed for them and everything, man, I love it.
And this one, high
see if
pop.
It can drop.
And that one is going to drop in. And the throw is wide to third, so the runners are safe everywhere.
And on the throw to third, Boozy goes to second.
Yep. Or no, she's still at first because the base is loaded.
Oh, that's right.
Now.
I'm sorry. My mistake. I apologize.
And that'll bring up Grace Bracken now. And so the Bucks do have the run rule into effect, but they have to get through five, or in this case, since they're the home team, 4.5 innings.
We have a way to go.
Yeah.
Hey, we have officially batted around, correct?
Yep. Grace Bracken, the catcher, led off the inning with a walk, is now back up there.
She had to walk by here with a corn dog, didn't she?
Yeah. And some nachos, too.
Yeah, really.
Next pitch, and that one is going to be smacked in. That's going to get a couple more runs on. That's going to go all the way to the fence. And Boozy hustling around third, and she's coming home. It's a three-run double for Grace Bracken. And that'll make it 11-0 now, Buccaneers. And still only one out in the inning.
That's what I'm talking about.
And Haley Hughes, the batter now. And time is called. Bucks with a big lead here.
Hits them out and up, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And that one, a high fly ball out to left fielder. Over in, we'll make the grab, and there is out number two. And now that'll bring up Aaron Castillo.
Castillo with a base hitter last at bat.
And so two outs, runner at second base. And pitch down low in the dirt, a ball. Pombo, who's the starter, still out there. And this point might be just out there to take her lumps in this game.
You know what? There's a little coolness in that breeze.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's textbook day.
And pitch foul away. One ball, one strike. I see the team for the batter's box. I guess these are probably locals. They must have a game in the field here somewhere. And that one is going to be down the line. Fair ball, and coming around home and scoring is Bracken. It's an RBI single, and Castillo now on base all three times today. That makes it 12-0, Blinn.
Now batting the center fielder, Elena Calvillo.
And that one knocked out by the shortstop, and it's going to be stay in the field since the runner's going to be safe everywhere. Castillo to second, Calvillo to first, and now that'll bring up Bailey Betcher. So it's now 12-0, 9 runs scoring this inning for the Buccaneers. And hit her. And so she'll take the trot on down to first. And once again, we're loaded up for Ripley Welker. And that one, a high fly ball out to center, and makes the grab, and the inning is over, but not before the Bucks almost bat around twice, and they lead this one 12-0. We're on to the third inning, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South. Large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
And we are back top of the third inning. Bucks lead this one 12-0. And it's Daniel Pompa, Jocelyn Martinez, and Jamie Gonzalez, the top three in the batting order for Coastal Bend here against Peyton Welker. And we'll see how Peyton does. She had a lot of downtime in that last half. Yeah, first pitch swung on and missed, 0-1.
Tell you what, all Peyton needs to do right now is with a 12-0 lead, just go out and throw strikes.
Absolutely.
And let your team make plays.
Yeah, that one's going to be popped up and back into the screen, and it's 0-2. Bucks with 12 runs, 13 hits. Those have been no runs, only one hit so far. And pitch is bounced up there, a ball. And that went inside and hit her. That's one thing we were missing from the Cubhead game last night. We didn't have a hit batsman.
That is right.
And we made up for it today.
Okay, the way I saw that, Doug, and of course my eyes could have been, no, it hit her on the elbow. I thought it hit her on her hand.
Yep.
Hit her on the elbow.
And so it'll bring up Jocelyn Martinez.
Well, that's what you hate to see. You hate to lose a batter when you're had an account.
And pitch swung on a miss, 0-1.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch swung on a miss, 0-2.
I tell you what, just pure heat there. Blew it right by her.
Swung and a miss, and got her on strikes. And I believe that's five now for Welker.
That is correct.
And Jamie Gonzalez, the batter. By the way, almost don't want to forget, Welker going for her 15th win of the season in this game. And it looks like she's in a pretty good position to get it, too.
If the Lady Bucks blow this one, oh, my gosh.
And next pitch down low for a ball. It's 1-0.
Coach Church would not sleep tonight.
No. Swung on and missed, and 1-1.
Okay, are we at the even 1,000, or was there another win?
And then there was another one. So he's actually at 1,001.
So we started on the next 1,000.
Right.
That's what we
need. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that pitch.
And that one is called a ball. It's 2-1. So yeah, he's at 1,001. And 927 of those 1,001 have been right here at Blinn College.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And this one popped up. And Welker calling for it. And she makes the grab for out number two.
Good job there by Ripley.
Yeah.
She was going straight to the ball not being critical of the first baseman, but a much easier play for her.
Yeah. And we got, I like that you made sure to specify, because we do have two twins. We got twin sisters out there.
Yes.
And that one down low ball. Nice block in the dirt there by Bracken, the catcher. And down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs here in the inning. And that one up and in a ball. That's a 3-0 count.
Don't lose her now.
And ball four, Benitez draws the walk, and that'll put two aboard now. And Janice Corona, the batter. Corona was hit by a pitcher first time up. And that one up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And up high for a ball. 2-0. Well, now, like you said, Tommy, just got to settle down here, throw some strikes, and Bracken out to talk. Bracken out to talk to her. We're in the top of the third. Blinn leading here in game one of this doubleheader, 12-0. And we're here for both games today. And that one is taken for a strike. 2-1 count now on Corona.
I'm going to say it one more time. I wish Peyton would focus on throwing that pitch right below the knees. He's been giving it to her all day long.
Yeah, that one going for a rise ball there, and it's 3-1. Yeah, that one is going to be sent a fly ball down the line, hooking, and that is going to be foul. And I'll make it a full count, 3-2.
She turned on that one.
Yep. Janessa the Martinez, the third baseman, would be due up next for Coastal Bend. And down low, ball 4, and Corona draws the walk, and that'll load the bases now for Coastal Bend. For Janessa Martinez. She came up with a similar situation back in the first inning with the bases loaded and hit one back to the pitcher. So now, Welker got to hope she can get another quick out here. And next pitch. And that is a strike call. Make it 0-1. And that one's going to be popped up. And that should get Welker out of the... Oh, the shortstop dropped it.
Oh,
throw home.
Gosh.
That was Caden Harms had it right in her glove and just popped right out. That'll be an error and allows the run to score.
Wow.
And or did it, or with the two
what,
that sc-
what a way to lose a shutout.
Yeah.
No, you got to make that play.
Yeah, I mean, that was just right to her. And I mean, that's just routine, especially at this level of softball. You got to make that play. And we got a pinch hitter now.
Oh, sorry about this. You got the big chart there. So.
Oh, no. That is, no, I'll take it back. That is Urbano batting. And next pitch, swung on and missed.
That was that good low strike again.
Yeah.
And they're having a difficult time catching up to it.
And this one's going to be popped up. Welker coming in, and she'll make the grab herself and retire the side. So in the inning, they only put one. I thought, did they get two on there? Or was it
just one.
It was just one.
Just
okay.
One, yes.
And so 12-1, Blinn leads. We go to the bottom of the third, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
Bosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques. 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
KWHI AM and K269 GU FM Brenham.
Mm. And up to bat to start the bottom of the third inning is Caden Harms, the shortstop. You know, she'd like to make up for that play in the last inning. And she can come through. She'd get a hit here. As we're in the bottom of the third, Bucks lead it 12-1 over Coastal Bend here in game one of this doubleheader. Harms, a freshman out of Fort Worth. Now they've corrected. Okay, apparently I was right. It was two that scored there, so it is 12-2.
They did get another one. Oh, she must. I missed that.
I thought there was, but I wasn't completely sure.
But they did put it up,
so it is 12-2. And this one, a foul ball up the third base side.
That's a huge error.
Yeah.
Huge.
Next pitch to Harms, and that one is going to be sent out to center field. And over in making the grab there is Perez for out number one. That'll bring up Darian DeLeon.
Now we have a pinch hitter, Doug.
Okay.
Number eight.
That would be Tara Garrett.
Sorry, I have that right there.
Now batting, Tara Garrett.
Garrett getting a chance here, freshman out of Orange, Texas. And lays a bunt down. Oh, that's a good one. Throw to first, and she beat it out. First baseman didn't hold on to the ball. They're going to give her an infield hit on that. I think they're saying she probably had it beat anyway. And now another pinch hitter.
That's 20.
And this is going to be Haley Rust.
Haley.
Those of you may remember Haley with some Brenham connections.
Parents are both from Brenham.
Yeah. And Grandpa Herbert is here as well, taking in the game. And pitch up high for a ball.
Proud Grandpa. Got to see another one last night.
Yeah.
Good to see her back.
Yes, it was. Yeah, that one foul away. And, of course, we're referring to Haley's cousin, Della Jasinski. Pitcher got to come in and after several and being out for, what was it, about probably 3 or 4 weeks, finally getting a chance to.
The four is the strong one, I think.
4 weeks and finally getting a chance to come back last night and get back out there in the circle and got a nice response from the crowd as well. And Haley sends it one base hit. And that'll put two pinch hitters, two base runners for the Buccaneers. And Grace Bracken, the batter. Bracken had a three-run double her last time up. And pitch is a strike call. It's 0-1. And that one is going to be sending a pop-up to second baseman, Shell Holland in, for out number two in the inning. And they'll bring up Haley Hughes.
Now batting third baseman, Haley Hughes.
Hughes, 1-for-3. She's been on base twice with a single and a walk and has also scored a couple of runs. Yeah, pitch inside. Had to get away from that one. And it's a 1-0 count. You got Garrett at second, Rust at first. That one back over the middle, knocked down, and they're not going to have a play anywhere. Runners are going to be all safe. Infield hit for Hughes. And that'll load him up for Aaron Castillo.
Aaron will be with a chance to make a statement.
Yeah.
RBI single or last at bat.
Yeah. And that one fouled away. Oh, you know what I forgot? We were supposed to be doing this inning.
Yes.
And so it is the Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run. There's been way too much going on in the last
Do we want to still try that with one out? Yep.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Okay.
They still have to play the top. Well, and pitch outside for a ball. Let's go ahead.
You'd have to get five now. So.
Yeah. Castillo, and who's Aaron batting?
Ben Simmons.
All right, Ben, you are first up in the home run inning here. And she pops this one up, and that is going to, well, actually, you know what, let's save
it. We're going to hold it off.
Yeah, let's hold it off for the next inning, as that one is caught. My fault there, folks. And that one is taken in for out number three. So in the inning, no runs. There are a couple of hits, no errors, or three hits, no errors, and bases left loaded. We go to the top of the fourth, and it is 12-2, Buccaneers with the lead. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
All right, and on we go here to the top of the fourth inning. Bucks lead it 12-2. Kelsey Perez, Jalen Salazar, and Danielle Pompa to bat here against Ripley Welker. Perez struck out her first time up against Welker. And first pitch taken for a ball, 1-0.
Pitch just off that outside corner.
And this one is sent foul down the line. One ball and one strike. And that one sent a high fly ball. That is back and up against the fence. And that is going to be a leadoff double for Perez to start the inning here in the fourth.
Good thing they got to the ball. I was watching Perez. She was looking at the coach and thinking, maybe am I going to get a triple out of this?
Yeah, she almost did. And that'll bring up Jalen Salazar. Salazar also struck out against Welker her first time up. Right here, squares away the bunt and bunts this one foul. 0-1 count. Yeah, it looks like Garrett has stayed in the game to play right field. And pitch is taken for a strike. And outside for a ball. Check with the base umpire. See if she was swaying, and umpire says no. That one down low for a ball. It's 2-2. Pitch coming up high for a ball. 3-2. And time is called. We're in the fourth. Buccaneers leading 12-2 over Coastal Bend. And that one is a little flare out to left and coming in and making the grab.
Got it.
Second double play. What a job there by Aaron Castillo making the catch in the shallow left and then fired a bullet to second base to get the twin killing.
It's a unique double play.
Yeah, not many 7-4 double plays out there.
Not many at all.
And it's a two down now. And that'll bring up Daniel Pompa, the pitcher. And pitch coming. That one's foul back into the screen. And it's an 0-1 count. And pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-1. And that one, a ground ball to short. Arms up with it. Fires across the first and gets out number three. So in the inning, there were no runs. One hit, no errors. Nobody left on. And we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Buccaneers lead it 12-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
All right, and back we go. It's time now for our Whataburger recap. And the recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Add in big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available, perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And the Bucks got things going with three runs in the bottom half of the first inning. The big key hit there, Ripley Welker with a two-run single. And then the really big inning came in the bottom of the second inning with Bucks putting nine runs on the board. Grace Brackett, a three-run double. Darian DeLeon with a two-run single. Aaron Castillo, RBI single as well. And that first pitch is fouled away. And coming back, Coastal Bend, we get two in the top of the third, and that's where we stand right now. That's your Whataburger recap. Now for our Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. And that'll be Elena Calvillo batting and Elena hitting for?
Ben Simmons.
All right, Ben, you're first up. $30 worth of gasoline, or if a Buccaneer hits a, that's if a Buccaneer hits a home run, if they hit a double or triple, you win a rack of ribs, courtesy of Nathan's Barbecue. You're a winner either way. And Calvillo 3-for-3 in this one. And that one outside for a ball. Two-one pitch out of the way. And that one is right to the center fielder. Hard line shot. The center fielder was right there to make the play. And that's Kelsey Perez. And so that's out number one. And that'll bring up Bailey Betcher now. And Bailey's going to be hitting four. My buddy, it's Nick Singfett. For those of you who don't know, that's the gentleman that owns the Sealand Seafood and Steakhouse here in Brenham.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Need to meet that guy.
Yep. Good sense of humor. He used to be a business client at one of my former places of employment.
Well, that's good.
And he and his wife, really nice people. And that one outside for a ball. And 2-0 count.
We'll talk very, very highly of him. Next time we go there, we may get a shrimp cocktail or something. Here I am. What am I doing? Talking about food.
Yeah, and we hadn't eaten yet.
Yeah.
It's 3-0. Of course, if somebody wants to bring you something, they can come right here. Our table's right here in front of the stands.
We would not complain.
Yeah.
Work for the late great.
Yeah. Pitch. Strike call. It's 3-1 now on Betcher. Betcher was hit by a pitcher last time up. And that one is a pop-up second baseman back, and she'll haul it in for out number two. And so that's two quick outs now. That'll bring up Ripley Welker. And Ripley hitting four.
Stephanie Harris.
All right, Stephanie, you are next up.
Now batting, second baseman, Ripley Welker.
And Welker the batter. And takes a strike. It's 0-1.
Ooh, that's the first time I've really noticed a good changeup. She threw it against Ripley, and Ripley laid off. Good job.
And next pitch down low for a ball. And don't forget, Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, original meat, and fruit kolaches. And visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. Our personal favorite on Thursdays, they get their fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
And that's a base hit for Welker. And that'll get her aboard. So the inning continues. And our next contestant there.
Rosa Bloom.
Rosa, you are next up. Caden Harms batting for you. And don't forget, also Nathan's Barbecue, you can get ribs, pork. Both of those pork sandwiches were really good last night.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
hit the spot.
And then also brisket and side orders. You get stuffed baked potatoes. And also their hamburger. They got really good hamburgers over there. and you get your choice of toppings. And don't forget about their motto.
Ain't no fib about our rib.
You make the call, Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. A proud supporter of area sports. And that one up high for a ball. 1-1 on Harms.
We did a few racks of those ribs at the big fundraiser for Blinn College a week ago yesterday.
Yeah.
The annual clay shoot. Big, huge success, by the way. Huge,
yep.
Thanks to everybody out there. Sponsors,
yeah.
Participants, volunteers. Team effort by everyone. That's what made it a success.
I'm guessing the athletes at work probably put a sizable dent into the food there. And pitch comes inside and hit by a pitch. And so Harms goes down to first base. And that'll bring up Tierra Garrett. Garrett came on as a pinch hitter and then stayed in the game to play right field. And
Betty and Koyet.
All righty. She beat out a bunt at base hit for her first time up. And swings and misses at that one, 0-1. And next pitch coming. That one is going to be line drive to the second baseman, and that's caught, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. And so no winner there, so that means in our second game of the doubleheader, we'll bump it up to $40 worth of gasoline in the Buccaneer Food Store home run inning. Well, it's 12-2 Blinn. They need three outs to take this first game. We'll be back to see if they get it after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just the feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
All right, as we come back here, top half of the fifth inning. And it's going to be Jocelyn Martinez, Jamie Gonzalez, Caden Benitez. The bat here against Ripley Welker. Bucks is three outs away from taking game one of this doubleheader. And first pitch coming. It's going to be pop foul back into the fence. And that's an 0-1 count. Martinez 1-for-2 with a single, and she also struck out her last time up. And pitch taken for a strike. And it's 0-2. Yeah, that one up high. 1-2 on Martinez. And then in between games will be about a 30-minute gap from game one until game two, and then we'll have game two as well for you. Swung out and missed, and down on strikes goes Martinez. And that'll bring up Jamie Gonzalez. And next pitch, a pie for a ball. 1-0. Foul back in the screen. Low roller in front of the home plate area. Up with is the catcher bracket. Throws
got
the
her. Got there
her.
You go.
That was a close play there. And it's put out 2-3. Bracken and Welker were both going for it. Bracken called her off and was able to pick it and make the throw. And so now Coastal Bend down to their final out here in game number one. Yeah, it's Caden Benitez the batter.
Get it out and put this thing in the books.
And next pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1.
Start in the right direction.
And this one a pop over to the first baseman, and Betcher hauls it in. That is out number three. And that's the ball game. Your final score of game number one of our doubleheader. The Bucks win it 12-2. And that will send us to the post game. Today's broadcast of Blinn Buccaneer Softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The post game show made possible by the Plan North Architecture, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. Back with the postgame until we hear these words from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including full-service design and planning of workspaces, learning environments, and worship spaces. Celebrating 10 years in business, Plan North is dedicated to the innovative and economical design in and around Washington County. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Is Whataburger's Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich a work of art? The three chicken strips covered in melted Monterey Jack cheese are a study in contrasts and surprise. And the honey barbecue sauce, while at first unexpected, becomes a sweet delight to the senses. Plus, there's the two thick slices of Texas toast that are the canvas for this tasteful creation. And you can eat it. How about that for a masterpiece you can really bite into? The Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich at Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at Texas. TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
All right, and we welcome you back here. And we're at the post game. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. Where the Blinn Buccaneers take game one of this doubleheader, 12-2, the final score. And this was one that Bucks did what they had to do. Came out and scored early and scored often.
They did. Really took off in that second inning. Got three in the first, which was a big step in the right direction. But then had that big second inning where they got nine runs and. Thought they were going to score a few more after that, but I think they kind of took the foot off the pedal a little bit.
Yeah, I think so too, but still good win there, and that keeps them in the running as far as playing for those four conference spots. And also, pretty good crowd on him. It's good to get a big win in front of the home crowd tonight.
Oh, no doubt about it, and a very good Blinn crowd today. Good to see everybody out on such a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And even those out there listening, if you want to come out and watch another good softball game, come on down to Hope Park.
Yeah, and got the even our fans of the four-legged variety here.
That's
today.
It. We got a bunch of them.
And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll name our John Breeden star of the game as well as our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Blinn Buccaneer and Lady Buccaneers baseball and softball teams this season. Our Buccaneers look strong and we're cheering them on to another successful season. We wish our Buccaneers a safe and strong victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Hyundai of Brenham boasts an extensive inventory designed to cater to a diverse range of driving preferences and needs, from sleek, fuel-efficient sedans to spacious SUVs. Their selection is equipped to please. They're conveniently located, making it easy for you to stop by and discover your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball-softball season. They believe in fostering community spirit and supporting local teams. Drop by at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, and as we come back here, time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And whenever you have a victory like this where it's lopsided, you can come up with quite a few stars.
Oh, no doubt about it. You just go from top to bottom. But what we did is we picked a young lady in that number five hole. I had not a bad day, 3-for-4, 3 RBIs, scored a couple of runs. Also played some good defense out there at second base. Our John Breeden star of the game, Ripley Welker.
And the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. Now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. And that one came also in that wild inning, that wild second inning. And it was Grace Brackett coming up with the bases loaded, and she cleared them off.
I tell you what, great job there. By had the bases loaded, came up, and got a huge double, a big double, 3 RBIs with that double. Grace Bracken, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai of Brenham offers a fantastic selection of vehicles flexible financing options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the market for a sedan, SUV, or truck, they've got something for you. Their dedicated team is there to assist you in every step of the way, ensuring you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. Come visit them at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers in our community. Back with a final wrap-up of game number one after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Bucks and Lady Bucks. Go Bucks and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Warm up with preseason savings on New Holland compact tractors at WC Tractor in Brenham. Get 0% financing for 60 months or a free loader on Workmaster and Boomer compact tractors and the Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor. Whatever model you choose, you'll get efficient power and an easy-to-operate package that handles a wide range of chores. Buy now and you'll take home loads of savings, too. See WC Tractor in Brenham now for details. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, we're back here on a Saturday afternoon. Blint Buccaneers win it. Once again, your final score, game number one, 12-2. Buccaneers get the win.